CLTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, preparations have reached fever pitch at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex ahead of the start of the 13th Fair on Government Action dubbed SAGO. Businesses and services around the world are slowly recovering after a massive IT outage affected computer systems for hours on Thursday and Friday. NIBA Basketball Academy have won the 2024 Mathieu Besseni 14 International Tournament, which ended today in Yaounde. Preparations have reached fever pitch at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex ahead of the start of the 13th Fair on Government Action dubbed SAGO tomorrow. SAGO is hinged on the theme Governance and Improvement of the Living Conditions of Citizens and will take place at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex. FOC Babatunde reports that the center is being transformed into a rhythm of SAGO.
The sounds of hammers nailing together exhibition stands that will showcase the Cameroonian label and other things during the week-long economic rendezvous known as SAGO. Curtains are carefully being hung, chandeliers installed, and carpets rolled out in preparation to receive guests. Already installed is the Andal team, a platform for the promotion of education and culture, who have their tables neatly dressed, books displayed, and are ready to promote the African culture and education.
We are in the house of Etul and Andals. We are ready. We are here since 7 a.m. So we are ready and we are waiting at you.
Meanwhile, others hope to be fully prepared by the end of the day. This 13th edition of SAGO is hinged on the theme Governance and Improvement of Citizens' Living Conditions and will be officially launched on Monday, July 23rd.
FOC Babatunde reporting. Meanwhile, state institutions bracing up to begin presenting their services to Cameroonians this Monday have called on the public to take advantage of the fair to get every information that they desire from public service administrators. They see all services rendered in their offices will be moved to the fair village at the Esplanade of the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex to enable users enjoy services void of bureaucracy. Karine Coubon visited some stands and compiled the expectations of some exhibitors in the following report.
Beyond the regular habit of distributing flyers to passers-by who usually flood the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex seeking information, representatives of public structures say they would be taking advantage of the 7-day event to sell a better image of their ministries to users and encourage them to feel at ease to visit ministries for information at all times. Staying true to this year's theme, which states good governance and improvement in living conditions, the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries has deployed its personnel to the fairground to present opportunities in the fisheries sector to Cameroonians with a view of attracting more investors to the sector. The sub-director of aquaculture at the ministry, Divine Gala, throws more light.
In the import substitution policy that the state is implementing, fish is very important and animal health is also very important. So we want to showcase this to the public so they know that it's not only growing animals that's important, we have to take care of their health and how can they benefit from the support of government structures through Minepia, get the authorizations to function, get the partners that are willing to invest with them.
At the stand of the Ministry of Tourism and Leisure, the Assistant Research Officer in the Department of Tourism Promotion, Jaizet Regina, says they intend to convince Cameroonians to be the first consumers of the country's tourism services before selling such services to foreigners.
Cameroonians, first of all, will learn to consume domestic tourism, which in turn will attract even the foreigners. So we are targeting foreigners to come, but it has to begin with nationals.
They equally boast of a social media presence in this digital transformation era, which they say is a major boost to their relations with users.
We have a website. You can see us on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. We are there. You just type www.mintool.com.
We have what we call Minepia Aquaculture, which is a Facebook page, has 21,000 members now. We have Minepia Aquaculture on WhatsApp.
Public service structures, parastatals and businesses are therefore looking forward to serving the public in a new environment with new goals from the 7th to the 27th of July 2024.
Karen Kubon reporting. The people of Mayodanai Division in the Far North region have held the Secretary of State to the Minister of Secondary Education in charge of teacher training, Boniface Bayawola, in his role in improving the livelihood of the people of the division. The cabinet member planted fruit trees in some 20 schools, provided assistance in the form of clothing and footwear to the community, and organized a health campaign to provide free prenatal consultations to close to 300 pregnant women. Amos Enonyaket Agbo completes that story. We'll be coming back to that report by Amos in our subsequent newscasts. And results of the 2024 session of the Baccalauréat de l'Enseignement Secondaire Général, which have been released, registered a national success rate of 37.626%. According to the Baccalauréat Board, the Northwest region carries first with the highest number of successful candidates. Joyce Cliff Tata captured the excitement of candidates who succeeded. Here is her report.
Her months of study finally paid off, and so it is but normal to scream out in excitement. Successful candidates of the 2024 session of the Baccalauréat de l'Enseignement Secondaire Général exams have equally been storming the social media to announce their results, and why not request a congratulatory gift from parents, guardians, and friends. Statistics from the Office du Baccalauréat du Cameroun states that out of the 138,868 candidates who registered for the exams, 132,920 answered present. Tentatively, the overall success rate is at 37.26%, an alarming drop compared to last year's 75.73% success rate. It is heartwarming, however, to read that a crisis-hit region, the Northwest, comes first under the classification table with the highest number of successful candidates, 49.09%, followed by the Littoral and West regions. Secondary education is done and dusted with for these ones. Time to take off the school uniform and embrace higher education for higher knowledge.
Joyce Liftata reporting. We get back to this story where the people of Mayodanai Division in the Far North region have held the Secretary of State, the Minister of Secondary Education in charge of teacher training, Boniface Bayawola, for his role in improving the livelihood of the people of the division. The cabinet member planted fruit trees in some 20 schools, provided assistance in form of clothing and footwear to the community, and organized a health campaign to provide free prenatal consultations to close to 300 pregnant women. Amos Enonyake Tagbo completes that story.
Pregnant women in Dukula, like their peers in other localities in the Mayodanai division, expressing gratitude to the Secretary of State, to the Minister of Secondary Education in charge of teacher training, Boniface Bayawola, and why for providing them with kits for their prenatal consultations as well as clothing for their newborn babies. This is to help reduce infant and maternal mortality in the division. This campaign aims at targeting some 300 pregnant women. The population were treated to health campaign with screening against certain illnesses carried out. Pupils of secondary educational establishments receive clothing and footwear to the delight of the beneficiaries who hailed the benefactors for the kind gesture. To fight against the effects of desertification through reforestation, hundreds of fruit trees were planted in and around the educational establishments. Marua, Emus Enonyaket, Agbo, CLTV.
Treasury accountants in the Adamawa region have been lauded for their revenue recovery strides for the first semester of the current financial year. The compliment was met by Yauba Sayagu, representative of the Director General of the Treasury Financial and Monetary Corporation at the coordinating meeting in Mainganga with focus on capacity building on reforms in the sector. Ayuk John Ashu completes that story from CRTB News, from CRTB in Goundary.
Despite challenges, public treasury accountants from the five divisions of the Damawa region have recovered about 8 billion Francis FA within the first half of the current fiscal year, to the satisfaction of Yaoba Sayao, representative of the Director General of Treasury.
Develop capacity and continue in the reform of accountancy.
During the coordination meeting, they brainstormed on strategies to improve on their overall output, counting on the support of the administration. Wiforang Ribuem Amungam, Senior Division Officer of Mbere Division.
Finance administration has an important role, so we intend to collaborate more and more with that administration for the good of our country.
The Treasurer Paymaster General for the Adamawa, Amadu Jomna, has enjoined his collaborators to avail themselves of the updated skills on reforms in the sector. Ngaundere, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
Stakeholders in the transport sector in the Litoral region have been schooled on the new procedure for collecting non-tax revenue and requesting for transport tickets. This was during a workshop co-organized by the Ministries of Transport and Finance. Details with Bidmia Atangtabara.
Participants at the workshop, drawn from all the four divisions that make up the Litoral region, acquired new skills on the online collection of the non-tax revenue as well as the processing of transport tickets. According to Rose Ngatunu, Litoral Regional Delegate of Transport, a platform has been set up to enable users from their smartphones and computers submit any requests for land and maritime transport tickets. This is good news to the participants as they all intend to make the most of the knowledge they have acquired. Users should also note that documents such as the National Identity Card, Professional Card, Driver's License will be highly required. With these documents, users will no longer queue for long to deposit. An online account will be created where they will have access to. Kemoni further explains that it is to fight against fraud or wrong documents. Transport officials on their part are eager to see the new method go operational as soon as possible, as they are ready to help users use this new reform and also to accompany the state in the procedure. Bidmia Atangtabara, CRTV News, Douala.
The priest, the parish priest of St. Andrew Parish of Elikifa in Yaoundé, has reiterated that the priesthood is a call to service. During a sports walk, which is part of activities to mark his 40 years of priesthood, Reverend Professor Jacques Benoit Tsala also indicated that in 40 years, he has been able to train hundreds of Roman Catholic priests as they pursue their call to preaching the gospel of Christ Jesus. Karin Tosam completes that story from CRTV Center.
Reverend Professor Jacques Philippe Benoit Talatala, who is currently parish priest of St. Andrew Parish, Elikifa, explains that for 37 years, he's been a rector in various seminaries, living his passion of service to humanity.
Firstly, it was in Seminary Saint-Thérèse Boulier, the Seminary of Colbison, theological one, and finally in Philosophical Seminaries, in Otere.
To mark the 40th anniversary of Reverend Professor Benoit Talatala in the priesthood, Christians of the parish have engaged in a sports walk. Other activities are in view with the aim of promoting love among the Christians.
You deal with Christians to sanctify their life and to propose the will of God.
The St. Andrew Parish Elikefa is currently building a new church structure, a project launched 5 years ago. Karinto Sam, CRTV News, Center.
Jehovah Witness delegates and Christians in the North region have pledged to continue spreading the word of God in a bid to win more souls into the kingdom of God. They took the commitment during an ongoing 3-day regional assembly of the Jehovah Witness at the Romde Aja Stadium in Garua under the theme, Let's Share the Good News. We have more with Julius Neba.
There are nearly 1,500 delegates from various backgrounds who traveled to the Romde Aja Stadium in Garua to join their voices in the ongoing 3-day regional assembly organized by the Central College of Jehovah's Witnesses in a bid to revitalize the spirit of spreading the word of God. Charles Siriwu Esome is president of the assembly.
Three regions are involved in this assembly. That is the Adamawa, the North, and Far North, all united to benefit from this soul-searching program organized under the theme, Let's Share the Good News.
For a better understanding of the central theme of the Come Together, the delegates have been reminded of the need to continuously spread the good news, which will definitely bring joy to the people of God. Sam Kassel Fomeseng is the organizing committee coordinator.
We all listen to the bad news plaguing our country, but this assembly helps us realize that some good news still exists and that this good news is not simply of human origin, but of divine origin, hence encouraging us to know that there is hope. So our mission is to encourage Jehovah's Witnesses and all Christians in general to continuously share the good news to our neighbors, classmates, and families because we love them all.
The ongoing regional assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses in the northern regions that ends this Sunday, July 21st, is structured around biblical presentations, projection teachings, theatrical Bible readings, and baptism by immersion. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garua.
17 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. Businesses and services around the world are slowly recovering after a massive IT outage affected computer systems for hours on Thursday and Friday. Businesses, banks, hospitals, and airlines were among the worst hit after cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike issued a faulty software update which affected Microsoft Windows. CrowdStrike's CEO apologized for the disruption and said a fix had been issued, but admitted it could be some time before all systems were back up and running. While some airlines services are beginning to return to normal, after thousands of flights were cancelled, operators expect some delays and cancellations to persist through the weekend. In sports, NIBA Basketball Academy are the winners of the 2024 Macho Biseini Under 14 International Tournament, which ended today in Yaoundé. The Yaoundé-based youth basketball club were undefeated in the two nations tournament that brought together young basketball players from Cameroon and the Central African Republic. Journalism student on internship Pewe Joe watched the final matches today, and here is his report.
NIBA Basketball Academy of Yaoundé has been invincible in the Mathieu Besigny Under-14 International Basketball Tournament. They won all their 5 matches that eventually made them the winners of the tournament. NIBA Academy defeated Giraffe Basketball Academy by 38 baskets to 36 this Saturday to cement their titleship with joy, as one of their players reviews.
The match of today was a high match, a very strong match, but finally we won and we will start preparing for the next edition. Personally, me, I will not be there again, because I have already 14 years. So we'll be preparing the young ones.
They were closely followed by Giraffe Basketball Academy of the Central African Republic, who lost only to the winner. The other 4 clubs, Vogt Academy, Fusé, Kosengwe from Cameroon, and Zarasklo of the Central African Republic, even though they didn't perform as expected, the president of the organizing committee of the competition, Yves Salah, says they were able to identify some talents from the clubs.
I've seen a good team. We have many talents, grown talents, and we have to develop this kind of initiatives. I'm so satisfied of the technical level. I've seen a lot of things tactically and give and go. Many things that you can see at high level.
The first edition of the Matteo Pessini Under 14 International Basketball Tournament in Yaounde that saw the participation of 6 teams from 2 countries was a success, according to the organizers. They have promised to increase the number of teams and countries in the next editions.
To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. Preparations have reached fever pitch at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex ahead of the start of the 13th Fair on Government Action, dubbed SAGO. Businesses and services around the world are slowly recovering after a massive IT outage affected computer systems for hours on Thursday and Friday. NIBA Basketball Academy have won the 2024 Matteo Pessini 14 International Tournament, which ended today in Yaounde. CRTV News.